Next, Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. Snow Blankets the Chicago Skyline. Title, Christmas by Starlight. Snow falls outside the entrance to Annie Park Family Law.
Regarding Mark and Jennifer Taylor, the state of Illinois confirms that your application for the legal adoption of Allison Jean Brenner has been approved.
Does that mean?
Yeah.
Oh. Merry Christmas, you two. Oh, you are officially parents.
Thank you, Annie, for everything. Can't tell you how grateful we are.
I think we convinced ourselves that it just wasn't meant to be, and what you managed to do for us.
I am so happy for you both. Now go home, celebrate. You deserve it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Annie smiles as the couple leaves the office. At night, colorful Christmas lights light a house. Annie takes a ballerina snow globe from her mantle. She turns it upside down to make it snow.
Yeah, what fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight.
She sets it back on the mantle.
Ooh, yeah. Now we're talking.
Annie dances with her dog. Two people walk in. They smile. Annie notices them.
What are you guys doing here?
We were on our way back from the cafe and heard the commotion and thought maybe you were
being danced to death.
I told your mother to knock first.
Thank you, Dad.
You said open door policy.
Yeah, open door policy doesn't mean walk through the door policy. What if I was
dancing with your dog wearing your Christmas pajamas?
Yeah.
We're happy you're safe, and now we're leaving.
Thank you. See you in the morning.
Her parents leave the room. At Starlight Cafe, Pat, Annie's mother, stands behind the counter.
Those two must be thrilled. They have been trying to adopt for years.
I remember those days sitting by the phone wondering if we'd ever get the call.
It's heart-wrenching. And then one day, there you were. Just a perfect little angel.
Yes, who liked to stay up all hours of the night performing dance routines for her dolls.
And drawing murals with her mother's lipstick on the living room wall.
Are you saying that I was difficult?
Not at all. You were just you.
Okay.
And we loved every single second of it.
A server enters.
Jean, the back stove's doing that thing again with the smoke. One of these days, it's gonna set off the fire sprinklers and then... And I'm not cleaning it up.
Thank you, Helen. I'll have a look.
Kids decorate gingerbread houses.
Okay. Wow. These look so good. Chelsea. Beautiful. I love the colors.
Thanks.
Need a jelly bean refill?
Dad? Jelly bean emergency.
Okay. Annie grabs jelly beans. She stops and picks up a paper on the table. It reads, Notice of Lease Termination.
When were you going to tell me about this?
We wanted to wait until after the holidays. We didn't want to spoil your Christmas.
We need to be, what, upset? Devastated? How is this even possible?
The owners have wanted to tear this building down and redevelop it for years.
This cafe is your life. I was practically raised here with half the neighborhood. I mean, how can they do this? This is our home.
Annie, we're as upset as you are.
It doesn't really seem like it.
We've just had a little more time to digest it. Our hands are tied.
We've tried to negotiate. They will not renew the lease.
No. First it was Sunrise Books, then it was the deli. Mary's is shutting down. Half the stores on this block are vacant. This, Holt Enterprises? It picked a fight with the wrong family. And I'm about to show them right now.
She walks away.
Annie! What?
Pants.
She looks down at her pajama pants.
Right.
A taxi drives down a street. Annie, now dressed in business attire, gets out at Holt Enterprises, a tall building. She strides toward the entrance with her briefcase. Inside, a man plays basketball as an assistant browses a tablet.
Meeting with the sales team at 2 and a call at 3.
I've already pushed that once, so I think we should really make sure that we...
You sure you don't want in on this? I'll give you a 10-point lead.
How about 10 minutes of your time to go over the new bylaws from the City Planning Commission?
William?
William quickly sits as a man enters the room.
And when you get a sec, let's go over the new bylaws from the City Planning Commission. Took the words right out of my mouth. Dad, looking sharp. New haircut?
No. You missed the investor meeting for the waterfront proposal on Friday.
For what it's worth, I did make it to my afternoon drinks meeting. As for a proposal, not really sure she's the one.
William's dad purses his lips.
Come on. The deal's gonna close. And even if it doesn't, does Chicago really need another faceless glass office tower? I'm kidding.
Will, we faced 2 lawsuits this year because of your carelessness, and now there's this complaint from the Preservation Society.
Oh, the complaint from the Preservation Society is...
a sign that you're not paying enough attention to your job. Enough is enough. Now you start to show some real leadership and commitment, or when it comes time for me to step aside from this company, I'll sell it.
You wouldn't.
In the meantime, I've arranged for General Counsel to work alongside you directly so that we can void more of these costly legal oversights. In fact, the candidates are waiting right out in the hall as we speak.
So you're hiring me a babysitter?
No, of course not. I'm expecting you to.
William stares at him.
Oh, now you can get back to your game. Lyle?
Mr. Holt?
Mr. Holt leaves the room.
Someone to watch my every move? That's what I have you for.
That's what I do, but it's not actually what I'm for. And I can't do the legal stuff.
How bad is it up there?
It's pretty bad.
William peeks around the corner. Candidates with briefcases sit in the hall.
Yep, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
William grabs his coat.
Where are you going?
I don't know. Grab a coffee and then direct flight to the Bahamas?
Will.
Lyle. I'm not a child. I don't need a chaperone. What I need is a minute to figure this out.
William leaves the office. Annie enters the building and walks through the lobby. William peeks around the corner and walks past the candidates. He and Annie pass each other.
Mr. Holt!
Grabbing a coffee, I'll send a postcard.
Mr. Holt, I'm Annie Park.
What you are. Fine, let's get this over with.
Get what over with?
Please, I know why you're here. You're some hotshot lawyer and you're here to tell me do this, don't do that.
I don't know about hotshot. I mean, I am pretty good. Wait, how do you know that I'm a lawyer?
Look, I'll listen to your pitch. But this is not a done deal. I still get the final say. Are we clear?
No, not really. Listen, if I could just have...
Sorry, single occupancy.
What? William gets in an elevator. The door closes. Annie runs downstairs.
Mr. Holt.
Wow, you don't quit.
Listen, I'm not just
lawyer,
a...
lawyer, I get it. Advisor, counselor. Miss Wash?
No.
Ah, that's too bad. You definitely have the reach for it.
Listen, Mr. Holt, if you could just give me 2 minutes, I think you
all
would...
Right. Sell me. What do you got?
Sell you. Okay. The Starlight. Cute little cafe on 5th and Broad. Voted best waffles in the city 14 years in a row. Well, technically 13, but that was only because they left the category off that. Anyway, you can't tear it down. I mean, you could. I live in that part of town, Mr. Holt. These people, they are tired of being pushed around and pushed out. And this cafe, it is the heartbeat of the community. If you take it away, there will be a revolt.
Wow. That was a lot of words. What firm did you say you're from?
I didn't. Annie Park. Family law.
Family law. Why would you want to work at a place like Holt Enterprises?
Why would anyone want to work at Holt Enterprises?
You're not here for a job?
No. You're tearing down my parents' cafe. I came to tell you.
Will, what on earth are you doing here? You've got a half a dozen lawyers waiting for you up in the... Who's this?
This is Allie.
Annie.
She's a lawyer. She's a good one. Very good. A lot of passionate things to say about our company. Anyway, we're going to keep chatting here, so thanks for checking in. I'll let you know how it goes.
Mr. Holt nods and leaves.
So, like I said...
Work for me.
What?
Work for me. My father, that very serious man just there, thinks that I need a lawyer looking after me full-time, and I happen to think differently. You wouldn't have to do any actual legal work. You just have to shadow me and, you know, look like a lawyer. Yeah, like that.
I wouldn't work for you for $1 million.
How about 2?
Really?
No. Actually, I wasn't going to pay you anything.
Then why would I do it?
Because you need my help saving your little bakery or...
cafe.
Even better. I love coffee.
You want me to pretend to be your lawyer until...
Christmas. I'll figure it out beyond that.
and then you'll save my parents' cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I trust you?
I'm a man of my word. Is that a yes?
Great.
I'll see you at 8 a.m. Thank you.
William hands Annie a coffee.
Oh, and wear business attire.
Annie looks down at the business attire she is already wearing. At the Starlight Cafe, Annie meets her parents.
Hey, so what happened? What'd they say?
Well, it was strange, actually. He offered me a job.
A job?
Well, not a real job. I just have to do it for a week.
So you took it?
Do exactly what for a week?
Pretend to be his lawyer.
You are a lawyer.
No, I know. Not that kind of a lawyer. Like a different kind
of lawyer. A different kind? Wait, I am so confused.
He's having some kind of an issue with his dad. He needs me to play his lawyer for a week, and in return, he's agreed to save the Starlight. I know, it's insane. But it's all we have right now, so game on.
Annie grins. Outside, a Christmas tree stands next to a tall building. Annie steps into Holt Enterprises with a notebook. She glances around the lobby. William turns a corner and looks at his watch, then catches sight of Annie.
Punctual. I like that.
Let me just start by saying, I think this whole thing is insane. And before I lift a finger, I just need you to... I need...
Proofs for the ribbon-cutting photo boards. You need to choose one.
Great. Lyle, Annie. Annie, Lyle. Lyle is my, what's your official title?
I don't have one. But my duties include personal assistance, life coach, style consultant, and generally being younger, smarter, and better looking.
Younger, maybe.
Two photos.
I don't know. Rugged and charming, or career-focused, but emotionally available. And charming. Either. They're identical.
Annie grimaces and points to one of William's photos.
In that one, your right eyelid is tensed. It makes you look like you're hiding something, which, let's be honest, you probably are, but that's not necessarily something you want to broadcast.
Lyle turns to William.
The less sketchy one it is.
William steps away.
We're leaving.
Annie startles. In a car.
So, where are we going?
You heard of the SPHL?
The Society for Preservation of Historical Landmarks, of course.
Well, they're threatening to sue me.
For what?
I don't know, historical bush or something.
A historical bush?
Apparently we built a parking garage on top of it.
What? Oh, they should be suing you. For a lot. And you need a lawyer in there who specializes in business law.
Ah, these people are harmless. I'll just give them a little bit of the old Holt razzle-dazzle.
I can't believe you just said that. Whatever. I'm not even going to talk in there.
Probably for the best.
It wasn't just a bush. That bonsai tree was a gift from the Japanese Prime Minister as a symbol of peace after the war. The tree was almost 400 years old.
You're upset. Understandably, and I apologize. But let's be honest, 400 years is a pretty decent life.
I think what Mr. Holt means is that he understands the importance of protecting and preserving the rich legacies of our communities. And in effort to make this right, he is hosting a Christmas fundraising gala where all of the proceeds are going to go directly to your foundation. And Holt Enterprises is going to match those donations dollar for dollar.
She grins at the board members. William raises his eyebrows as he smiles. They get in the car.
What happened to letting me do the talking?
Oh, and how was that going? Didn't really seem like they were feeling the razzle or the dazzle.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what my father has to say about this.
Probably something like, brilliant idea, Annie. You're the best lawyer William has ever pretended to hire.
They look away from each other. Annie wrestles with her seatbelt, her lips pressed tightly together.
Let's drive. A Christmas fundraiser in 1 week's time, and this was your idea?
Mm-hmm.
And from a legal standpoint?
Mm-hmm.
Smart. Brilliant, actually. The lawsuit goes away at relatively little cost, and the press eats it up. It'll have to be done properly, though. There'll be a lot of eyes on us.
Great. I'll put a team on it.
Actually, Will, no, I think I'd like you on this personally. Big responsibility, high profile, lots of moving parts.
Dad.
Sort of like running a company. Where will you hold it? Might be near impossible to find prime venue this late in the game.
William turns to Annie.
We already have it. the starlight.
Mr. Holt stares.
Yeah, it's perfect. Only the best.
That's right.
Okay.
William smiles and turns from the room. Annie follows into the lobby.
Well, I think that went well.
Which part? The part where I went from managing $500 million in real estate development to planning a Christmas party?
Fundraiser, and I think you're gonna have fun with this.
Oh, no. I already have a job. This is all you.
I have no idea how to plan a fundraiser.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be running around handing them out like party favors.
Deal. I will plan your fundraiser.
Your fundraiser.
And I will pull this off. And when I do, you have to promise to renew the lease on my parents' cafe. Mm-hmm. Say the words.
The cafe is saved.
Well, I better get to...
Nope. We're needed in conference room 3. You're still my lawyer for the week. That was the agreement. Hustle up.
Her jaw drops. At night, Annie's father decorates a gingerbread house.
Jelly beans.
She hands over a candy cane.
Annie, jelly beans.
Oh, sorry.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just thinking about the fundraiser.
It's a lot, the whole thing. And I know you want to throw yourself headlong into this.
Dad, I've got it.
It's not you I'm concerned about. This is a big corporation with lots of money involved. And I just hope your expectations are realistic.
Have you met me?
I'll never forget when you first took up ice skating.
Oh, here we go.
You were cute as a button, but man, oh man.
You were hopeless. You could barely stand, yet you made us buy you skates that were 3 sizes too big.
You were determined by the time you grew into them that you'd be able to do a proper twirl.
And I did, didn't I? Landed the first one.
Well, the first one you landed on your backside. The second time you were close, but by the third time you were flying.
Buy the skates, land the twirl.
You've always had this amazing ability to accomplish whatever you set your mind to.
We're here for you, honey. Do you need anything?
Annie looks down.
There is one little thing. This is beautiful, by the way. I said we would host it at the Starlight.
Her parents look at each other and smile.
Fine with us?
Great.
Annie grins. In the morning, Annie and William visit a Christmas tree lot.
Christmas trees?
Yep.
Well, I have a meeting downtown in 45 minutes.
And I have an event to plan that I have no idea how to plan in. All I know is we need a big, beautiful Christmas tree, so here we are. Buy the skates. Land the twirl.
What?
If you build it, they will come.
Oh, I see. So you think if you buy a Christmas tree, the rest of the party will magically just fall into place.
Girl can dream.
They begin to browse the trees.
This doesn't remind you of when you were a kid?
Honestly, no.
You never picked a Christmas tree?
I mean, we had one, but I didn't set it up. I would get home from school one day and there it was.
Even decorations?
Christmas was more of a look but don't touch holiday in our house. Dad always hired people for that. He's probably afraid I would mess it up. And let's be honest, he was probably right.
Her face softens.
In that case, a lesson in the art of picking Christmas trees.
Okay.
There are 3 main criteria.
Oh.
1. Color. Fullness. Mm-hmm. Smell.
Okay. Come on, try it.
William grabs a few pine needles from a branch.
Okay, that was pathetic. You gotta get in there. Like, really get in there.
All right.
The tree tips over. William falls.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, you're enjoying yourself?
I'm sorry.
Later, they meet with a realtor.
Now, there's nearly 600,000 square feet of usable ground level on this block. Are you thinking commercial, residential?
Actually, we're considering more of a high-end outdoor shopping experience.
Ugh.
Behind William and the realtor, Annie rolls her eyes. She stops to browse in a shop.
Walk me through the limitations. We want to go vertical. Depending on the city's zoning bylaws, we may actually consider adding a tower to the project.
Later, William enters the shop.
What are we doing in here?
She holds a tiny outfit.
What do you think?
Cute. Might be a little snug on you, though.
Not for me, for Charles.
Your baby.
No.
Miniature boyfriend.
No, my dog.
Charles after the prince.
Charles after Charles Dickens. I read Great Expectations in the ninth grade and it destroyed me.
I loved her. Against promise, against reason, against hope, against all discouragement that could be.
And he gives a slight nod.
You scoffed when I mentioned the shopping mall. Why?
Oh. Am I allowed to talk? I don't know. Just seems a little tone deaf. Cost of living is already high. People are already struggling. You put a mall across the street and all of these shops along the strip go out of business, including this one. And that's on you.
William watches as a shopkeeper assists a customer, then turns to Annie.
I'd go with the Santa suit.
I'm gonna go with both.
He smiles as she turns away. Later, they sit in a restaurant.
Appreciate you sitting down with me, Ted. You're a tough guy to get an audience with.
Well, there's lots of people lined up hoping to get in business with me.
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't one of them.
I'm familiar with your company. Mainly commercial, high-rise, residential, that sort of thing.
Yeah, among other things. Actually, we just looked at a big lot in Norwood Park area. I think you might
be. Well, as long as it's not a hotel or a shopping mall or something. The last thing this city needs is another one of those.
Agree. The property we're looking at developing is...
Everything all right over there?
Yeah, fine. Yeah. It's just the menu's all in French.
It's a French restaurant.
I realize that. I just don't know what any of this is. It's Frenchezes.
Nobody does.
It's okay. They'll just bring the usual.
Oh. No.
Please.
Wow.
A plate arrives.
What is this?
It's foie gras.
She tastes it.
Duck liver.
Annie gives William a composed smile. Ted watches as she lifts her glass to her mouth and sips. Near the coat rack, she slips a granola bar from her coat pocket and bites it. Ted approaches.
Any chance you get one of those for me?
Annie winces and hands Ted one of her granola bars. They share a smile.
Thank you.
At the table, Annie shows Ted photos.
Okay, I gotta show you this. Okay. Look at him in his little peaches.
This is Charlie?
Yeah.
Oh, and a terrier to boot. You're kidding me.
Yeah.
My wife Gigi and I have three of them, all rescues as well.
No. Get out of here.
Yes, get out of here.
Three of them. Can you believe that?
Oh.
Wait,
what?
You are...
What?
He's gonna... Oh. Oh, wait for it.
What?
It's the Santa outfit.
Get out of here! Well, that's just about the cutest darn thing I've ever seen.
I know! It's yours.
Oh, No,
you take it.
No,
it,
I
couldn't. Yes, it's yours. You keep it.
Are you sure?
Yes, yes.
Well, Gigi's gonna flip out. You two get along like gangbusters. You know, we're having a little Christmas party at the house Friday evening. I'd be honored if you'd join us. You have got to come.
I would love to. Thank you. Well, maybe Will could come. I have been talking your ear off this entire lunch, and yeah. Will here, he's got some great ideas that he'd love to pass by you.
Well, sure. Why not?
I mean...
Always time to chat a little business.
There you go.
Outside.
He's so nice.
Well, he sure took a shine to you. Of course, here I am, peddling the same corporate...
Oh, tree got delivered to the office.
The office?
Yeah, they weren't ready for it at the Starlight, so I had it delivered to the office.
Whose office?
Later, they work next to a tree.
What are we missing?
I don't know. Kind of hard to see with the giant tree in the way.
Oh, relax. It's not that big.
Whoa, big tree. Noble spruce, king of the conifers. Nice.
Did you need something, Lyle?
Not really. Just heard there was a tree in here and wanted to see for myself. Do we all get one next year?
Lyle.
Fine. Actually, yes. All the invitations have gone out, and I already have a number of RSVPs.
Great. That's really great. We officially have people coming to a fundraiser, which now solely consists of a Christmas tree.
Well, buy the skates, land the twirl.
William grabs his coat.
Where are you going?
Oh, I have drinks.
Drinks? Right now?
Did you need something?
No.
Great. I'll see you tomorrow at the ribbon cutting. You have Lyle if you need anything.
William leaves as Lyle studies a list.
You're gonna need photographer, music, hosting staff, gift bags. Oh, and a theme. Every great party has a theme.
A theme.
Annie shakes her head. At a ribbon-cutting ceremony, a crowd gathers.
And any day we get to celebrate the opening of a new building is a great day for Holt Enterprises. And I'm sure there are warmer places you would all like to be, so I'll keep it at that. Let's get this ribbon cut and get the show on the road.
William and his father cut a ribbon with oversized scissors. They smile. In the crowd, Annie gives a slight smile as the Holts pose for photos. Later, she joins William in the car. Annie glances over at William, then peers out the window. She shakes her head.
It's an impressive building. How many mom and pop shops did you have to tear down to build that one?
None. It was an orphanage.
You really think I'm that big a monster?
You really want me to answer that?
You know, I don't wake up in the morning and think, boy, today I'd really like to build a 55-story office tower.
No, you're more of a luxury resort kind of guy.
He looks down.
Do you need me anymore today?
Specifically, to get somewhere to be?
Yeah, I've got an errand I'd like to run. Actually, it's not far from here. I can take a cab.
No. Don't be silly. We'll drive you.
Buckle up.
They arrive at Conrad Toys. Christmas trees and decorations brighten the store.
Toy store? We're planning a fundraiser, not a kid's party.
I need a theme.
I thought Christmas was the theme.
Christmas is the season. The theme is going to make the night memorable. I just don't know what it is yet.
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little impressed.
Christmas didn't even start in our house until we've been to Conrad's. If this doesn't bring out the kid in you, then we need to have your heart checked. Wait, you do have a heart.
She smiles. William spots an ice cream booth.
No way. Is this free? Chocolate or strawberry? Wait. This one. Vanilla.
You will refuse a granola bar because it's not organic, but you will eat ice cream that's meant for children before lunch.
Ice cream is for anyone, at any time, at any place.
Anything but vanilla.
He raises an eyebrow. They pick up their ice cream.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So you come here every year?
At least once. The first time was when I was 4.
And you still remember it?
Like it was yesterday. It was with my parents, my new parents. I was adopted a couple weeks before Christmas. Sort of became a tradition ever since.
Wow. Really regretting that orphanage comment from earlier.
She grins.
Yeah. They also said I could pick out anything I wanted that year.
Man, it's not an experience I ever got. My dad's secretary did all the shopping. Tell me you went with giant plastic elephant.
Real one.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Wow. It was just a simple snow globe. But when I saw it, I knew that I had to have it. It was one of those things that, you know, you just felt like it had always belonged to you.
William looks down and nods.
Yeah, it's a little Christmas magic.
William looks up.
Why not that? For a theme, Christmas magic.
Christmas magic. It's all the things that transport you to a world where anything is possible. Yes, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
There's hope for you yet, William Holt.
They share a smile.
Feel like grabbing some lunch?
Yep. But I get to pick the place this time.
Annie cocks her head and strides out of the toy store. William follows. They go to Big Eddie's barbecue.
See? This is how normal people eat.
Oh, I've seen the commercials.
Outside, they eat at a counter.
You know, I actually went to private school. Not too far from here.
I can picture you in high school.
Oh, do tell.
Super popular. Captain of the whatever team. Definitely prom king. Definitely.
Is that what you think?
Well, yeah, that's the story you give off. Am I wrong?
William holds his phone.
No one has ever seen this, ever, aside from Lyle, who I'm pretty sure stole a copy in case he needed to blackmail me one day. I give you William Holt, Heartbreaker. Definitely not prom king. I didn't even go.
He shows her a photo.
That's you?
That's me.
No. I mean, he's cute. You're cute. Nerdy, definitely, but cute.
Okay, show me yours.
No.
Come on, come on.
No, nobody gets to see that. Nobody, not the grad photo.
Annie smiles.
Okay, I'm sure I have something else. Something.
Give me the goods.
It's only fair.
Okay.
In a photo, young Annie wears a leotard.
Oh yeah, there it is.
Were you an administrative assistant to a circus company?
No, it was figure skating, and I took it very seriously. I tried. Yeah, I...
It's very charming.
She smiles.
You've come a long way.
So have you. Hard to believe that that guy's been hiding out inside there all this time.
They share a smile. Annie looks down, then glances back at William.
Yeah.
At Starlight Cafe.
The magic of Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's perfect. Well, of course it is. It's you we're talking about.
Well, actually, that one wasn't me at all. That was Will. Yep, his one contribution to this entire thing. At least it was a good one.
Well, it sure sounds like the two of you are getting along well.
Helen holds a phone.
Is this the guy?
Yep.
Whoa.
Annie.
Handsome.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, he looks like a charmer, doesn't he?
Look all at right, all right. Anyway, the fundraiser.
Eyes.
Hi. Yeah, it's coming along well. Got the photographer booked. The music is all set.
What about food?
Food.
Food.
How did I forget about the food? I just figured because we were a restaurant, I didn't even think about the food. I knew that we would have it here.
Annie, we make breakfast. I mean, we can handle the desserts, but...
What am I going to do? What am I going to serve for dinner?
Not waffles.
Annie nods.
Thank you, Helen.
In the daytime, Annie paces in the Holt Enterprises lobby. She spots Lyle.
Lyle, where's Will?
It's Friday. He plays squash with his father on Fridays.
Well, of course he does. Yeah, why would he fill me in on that? You know? Why am I even here? It's not like I have a fundraiser to plan in 4 days' time, and every time I try to make a decision, you know, I tumble head forward into a rabbit hole full of bigger and bigger problems threatening to choke the life right out of me.
She flings her hands up.
Okay, you're coming with me.
Lyle, sorry, I don't have time for this.
Annie, trust me, you don't have a choice. Come on, we're leaving.
Lyle leads her away by the arm. They go to a cafe.
No caterer?
I know.
It's $1,000 a plate dinner.
Yeah, I know.
The dinner party's right in the name.
I don't know. I don't do this thing. I'm not thrilled with myself either.
Oh, the Dalai Lama?
Close enough.
A man covers Lyle's eyes.
Michael,
hi.
You must be Annie.
Yes, nice to meet you.
Perfect timing. She needs your help. This man could write his own food blog. Can't cook to save his life. But he knows all about it. How could I be of service?
Oh, it's fine. Thank you. That's very kind. It's just, I'm fine.
Lyle and Michael stare at Annie from across a table.
I need a caterer. Like yesterday. What do you even serve at $1,000 a plate fundraiser?
It could be whatever you want. What kind of things do you like to eat?
Sliders. Mac and cheese. Chicken fingers.
This is for Chicago's wealthiest elite, not a children's birthday party.
I know.
Let's try this. What would Will approve of?
Golden crusted duck liver. I don't know, I'd ask him, but he's playing squash with his father. Who knows what he wants? He has the whole world in front of him on a silver platter, and half the time he acts like he wants to tip it over.
Sometimes when people feel pushed or boxed in to do things that seem wildly out of reason.
Boxed into what? Being handed a $1 billion corporation?
That's what his father wants. But is that what he wants? I think if you look beyond the foie gras and the tailored suits, you'll find that he's really just chicken finger guy at heart.
Being married to a psychologist has the occasional upside.
Speaking of, that little Italian place that Will sent us to on our anniversary is just down the street, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sure they cater.
Then it's Will approved.
It's worth the shot.
Yeah.
At the office.
Oh, that was great, gentlemen. Thank you. We will be in touch.
See ya.
Great. Thanks.
Yes, and he tripped right into it, and I just, slid it right under the table.
It was the worst thing that ever...
I'm not even...
Looks like I missed the party.
Hi. Yeah, well, we just, we had a lunch thing, and then it turned into a food tasting thing.
Oh, then it turned into a buffet. I think I had 30 of those little ravioli things.
That's a full size. Oh, I know. So I should have pocketed some for
you
later.
You should have.
That's okay. I'm smart. I did.
Oh.
Thank you so much for your help, Michael.
So glad we got the catering sorted.
Oh, me too. Thank you.
We'll see you again.
Okay.
Soon.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Michael and Lyle leave the office.
Well, looks like you had a productive morning. You know, my afternoon is actually pretty open if you need anything.
Nope. I think I'm all good, thanks.
Good.
Will you be needing my services at all this afternoon?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, I guess I'll see you at Ted's Christmas party.
Yes, okay.
Okay. Oh, dress code.
It's a Christmas party. Casual.
Casual. Okay.
Annie walks out of the office. At night, Christmas lights glow on buildings and a large Christmas tree. Guests gather at Ted's house.
Hi.
Annie stands outside.
Hi.
William meets her on the porch.
You look,
She wears a Christmas sweater.
No. What is this? What is this sweater?
What do you mean, what is this sweater? You said casual.
I said casual. I meant like, you know, nice casual, not bingo night at the Legion.
Well, there you are. Welcome. Come on in.
Ted waves them inside, and he yanks her coat over her sweater.
I'm so glad you came.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
May I take your coats? Annie?
Oh, no, that's okay. It's cold outside, and I don't want to cause you any trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble at all. Besides, it tends to get a little warm in here.
She removes the coat.
Yep.
Gigi, this is Annie I was telling you about.
Oh, my.
I know, he said it was casual, so
I have the exact same sweater. I haven't worn it in years. Ted, we have to dig those out tonight. I have a whole trunk full. How fun.
Gigi holds a dog.
Let me introduce you to everyone, starting with Carly.
Oh, the Santa suit. Hello,
it's Carly.
Buddy. Look at the Santa suit.
This way, son. Oh.
Gigi holds Carly the terrier as she leads Annie to a group of guests. Ted takes William aside. Guests mingle with drinks.
Ted tells me you're working on some sort of fundraiser. Anything we can do to help?
Oh, I think we have it. Yeah, I mean, I'm not so sure about the fundraising parts, but...
Well, that's the easy part.
Leave that to me. I'll sell some plates for you.
Beg pardon? If I could just grab your all attention for 1 second. My friend Annie here is hosting a fundraiser for the Preservation Society this Tuesday evening. I would consider it a personal favor if each and every one of you would join Gigi and I in attending.
Annie stands outside.
I wondered why it felt like all the life had left the party. Here you are, standing outside. What's up?
Yep. Tiny, teensy problem. It was really nice of Ted to invite all those people, but...
Well,
the Starlight Cafe only holds 95 max, and we're already at that limit, so...
95 what? 95 tables?
No, Will, people! And there were at least another 50 of them here at the party! It's a cafe, it's not Madison Square Garden!
Are you serious right now?
They wave to a man.
Good night, we'll see you on Tuesday. Do you have any idea how bad this is gonna look?
Well, not as bad as you almost tearing down a building you clearly know nothing about.
We can't just go inside and uninvite everybody.
A couple passes by.
Hi.
Hi. It was very nice to meet you. What are we gonna do?
We aren't gonna do anything, all right? This is a me thing, Will. So you can go back to your drinks and your squash and whatever it is you do to remain blissfully unaware, because that's what you do. It's nothing to you. This is a game. But it's not to me, Will. This is my life. This is my family. This is my history. So I am going to go home and try to fix this because that's what I do. That's who I am. The only person I can trust to show up for me is me, and I'm okay with that.
And he turns away as William stares after her.
Oh, and the sweater? It's a big hit.
She hurries down the driveway as snow falls. In the morning, William approaches Annie's house. He knocks into her trash cans. He scrambles to pick them up.
Will? What are you doing?
He holds her shovels.
I was just coming down the walk and I didn't see
No,
the...
what are you doing here? It's Saturday morning. I'm sure you didn't come to shovel my walk.
No. Truth is, last night you said some things to me that weren't entirely flattering. And while I don't agree with some of them, you did make a few comments that had some truth.
Will.
I want to help.
William holds up the shovels, then sets them down.
Annie! What's going on down there?
It's just a friend, Mom.
Mom?
Hi. Do you two want to come up? We just made breakfast, if you're hungry.
Oh no, he can't.
Annie shakes her head at William. William smiles.
I would love that.
On the second floor balcony, Annie's mother grins. Everyone sits at a table.
More waffles?
No, thank you.
All right.
What brings you out this way on a Saturday morning, Will?
Well, Jean, your daughter and I find ourselves in a bit of a pickle.
So we hear.
I want to help.
Annie's mother smiles.
These are unbelievable. What do you put in here?
It's an old family secret. I could tell you, but then I'd have to...
Agave. Is it agave syrup?
Will raises his brows.
Uh-oh. Does that mean you still have to... Because I do not want to be buried in these shoes.
Annie stares.
You are right. He is so charming.
Mom, I did not say that.
You said he was handsome and charming.
No, I didn't. Helen said he was handsome.
Ooh, I like Helen.
And then you said charming.
You said he was charming. I didn't say anything. I definitely didn't say you were charming.
What else did you definitely not say?
Will cocks his head at Annie.
Well, this has been fun. I have a crisis to handle, so I am going to go to the Starlight. Will, thank you so much for this unannounced visit. And I'll talk to you tomorrow or the next day or maybe never.
I'll come with you.
I'm okay. That's fine.
Why? I want to help.
Why not? He can come.
He wants to help. Well, come.
Annie glares.
Fine. I'm going to go get dressed. Will, just don't, anything.
She leaves the room.
She's always been...
fiercely independent.
Ever since she was little.
Likes to handle things herself, but when she says she's going to do something...
She at full well is going to get that thing done.
Boy, you better not get in the way.
Will smiles. At Starlight.
95 people, even that feels like a stretch. Unless you're going to put some of them on the roof. Is that the plan? You're going to put a few of them on the roof?
Okay, Will, I am literally this close.
Annie holds her thumb and index finger close together. Will smiles as he looks at photos on the wall of the cafe. He points to a photo of a girl on a horse.
Are you on the horse?
In another, she wears a party hat.
A lot of history here. You know, this place, it's not what I thought it would be. In a good way.
I know.
Will nods and points to a sign.
And the toy drive? Is that all you?
Yeah, something we do every Christmas. Sometimes even just an extra present or two under the Christmas tree helps.
Thoughts, ideas, solutions. Rent an excavator, blow out some walls, save you some trouble down the road.
I don't know. I don't see how we can do it here. There's got to be somewhere close. Maybe we go to the high school gymnasium.
Bow ties and ball gowns in a giant box that smells like sweat.
Sounds like my prom.
Maybe it's for the best I didn't go.
Maybe we put them all into the bookstore.
That's actually not a half bad idea.
Jean unlocks the door.
This whole building used to be one big general store. Shortly after the Second World War, right before my family opened the cafe, it was divided in half. This other half became Sunrise Books.
Dad, I was just kidding. The bookstore's been closed for years.
Why did it shut down?
Well, I don't know. You'll have to ask the guy who owns the building.
All right.
Jean slides open the door. The bookstore is filled with broken shelves and debris.
Perfect.
Annie shrugs.
Nothing to it.
Later, she holds a notepad.
Okay, we've got Marco's moving truck confirmed. A bunch of volunteers. Tomorrow might not be impossible.
I can get Carl to help out.
Will studies gingerbread.
Good.
Now, not so much in a commercial application, because on a house like this, the overhang, you're paying attention? You're writing this down? Is of particular importance. Because if the snow slides off when you're walking out the door, you get hit in the head with snow. Suddenly your whole day is ruined.
Expected him to be a little more, I don't know, shark-like. I don't love that he's ripping marshmallows out the gingerbread village, but overall he seems like a pretty decent guy.
That's pretty good. I'll just... Oh, you like that one?
Will, thank you so much for your help today. Okay. I
Are
think
you
we can...
Are you sticking around for the show tonight? Live music only happens once a year at Christmas time.
He's busy. You're busy.
Wide open. I'd love to.
Great. We'll see you at 7.
All right. See you then, G. Well, that sounds fun.
Okay.
Will smiles.
Well, I'm gonna go home and change and feed Charles, so.
You mind if I tag along? I feel like I'd kind of just be getting in the way here.
She shakes her head.
Great.
At the house.
Maybe you should just hang back here. Sometimes he's skittish with new people and I don't want to.
This guy?
Charles runs to Will.
Nah, he's not skittish. He's a good boy.
Okay.
Oh, he's a good boy.
I'll just go.
He loves it when he scratches belly.
Okay.
Oh, look at that face. That's pure love right there. Oh, yeah.
As Will cradles the dog and he leaves the room.
You got lucky with that one, pal. She's one of the good ones, you know that, right? All right, no need to shout. What do you say? Feel like giving me the tour?
Will gently sets Charles down. He steps into the living room to look at Annie's Christmas tree.
Oh.
He turns to the mantle and grins. In a photo, young Annie smiles with her parents. She wears a party hat. He looks at more photos of Charles and Annie's family. He touches a stocking that hangs from the mantle, then notices Annie's ballerina snow globe. Annie steps into the room. She wears a purple sweater and slacks.
Oh.
You look nice.
I just threw on whatever was dirty. Wasn't dirty.
Will smiles as Annie looks away.
Ah, is this the,
Yeah. That's it.
Mind if I...
Sure, yeah.
Will picks up the snow globe and shakes it to make it snow.
It's the crushed pearls that make it shimmer like that.
It's beautiful.
You used to have a key that, in the back here, that you would wind it up with and she'd sort of twirl in the snow.
What happened to it?
Not really sure. I used to wear the key on a chain around my neck and one day I looked down and it was gone. I cried for days. My dad looked everywhere for it. I'm not sure who was more disappointed, him or me. It's been a long time since she's danced.
Will looks into Annie's face. She gazes at the snow globe, then looks away.
Well, I will go feed Charles, and then we should probably head back over there because we don't want to miss the show.
Annie smiles, then turns to the kitchen. At night, a crowd gathers at Starlight Cafe. Annie and Will arrive. They sit down on stools along a counter. Near a Christmas tree, a young woman holds a guitar.
Hey, everyone. It is so special for me to be here at Starlight Christmas. I remember the first time that I'd ever written a song. I performed it here, and I was 10 years old, and I was so nervous, but knowing that there'd be waffles back there waiting for me after, it reminded me that everything was gonna be okay. This song is one of my favorites, and I hope you enjoy it.
Will turns to Annie.
What time should I be here tomorrow?
What?
For the helping out with the bookstore and whatnot. What time is starting?
Oh, Will, you don't have to.
I know. I know I don't have to. I want to help. If you'll let me.
Eight. Be here at 8.
Okay.
Will and Annie share a small smile. They hold each other's gaze, then look down at their laps. In the daytime, Annie paces on the sidewalk in front of Starlight Cafe. She looks at her phone. Annie swipes the screen and raises the phone to her ear.
Hey! I was just wondering if you were still...
Handsome and charming?
Will arrives at Starlight.
Sorry. I didn't see you pull up. I thought that maybe...
You thought that I bailed? That I flaked?
No, I mean, maybe you had a drink date or...
Yeah.
He looks down.
For the record, that drinks date was with my accountant.
I didn't give it a second thought.
Oh, so you did give it a first thought.
Annie gestures to the door.
Open the door, please.
Will opens the door.
Thank you.
They step inside. Later, Jean and the movers load a truck with items from the former bookstore. Light snow drifts through the air. Inside, Will sweeps the dusty floor. Annie carries a box. She pauses to watch Will sweep. Lyle joins her.
There's something you don't see every day.
Just when you think you know someone, life is full of surprises.
She passes Will with the box. They smile. Lyle approaches Will.
There's food if you're hungry.
Oh, great. Grab some when I'm finished. Feet.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Lyle steps out of the way.
I was just in the cafe. There's a lot of history there.
Yeah.
And Annie's parents there are really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lyle nods.
Lyle. I know about your agreement. I just hope that you can, or that at least you've thought about how you can hold up your end of it.
Will raises his brows. He and Lyle peer at Annie.
I just don't want to see her get hurt. That's all.
Will glances away and shrugs.
Good. I'm gonna grab a plate.
Great. Grab a bag as well.
He hands Lyle a trash bag.
Okay.
Annie grabs her phone.
Hi. Yes, thank you so much for calling me back.
Annie and Will step outside.
They canceled.
Who?
The caterers. They literally just canceled. I called them to tell them there were gonna be more people, and they said they couldn't accommodate.
Wow.
Lyle eats lunch as Annie stares.
What? It's delicious.
Annie looks at Eddie's barbecue, then at Will.
Oh.
Hi, Eddie.
Annie, it's good to see you.
Good to see you. Do you cater?
Not usually, but for you, I can bend the rules a little bit. For how many?
100, give or take.
I've done 100 before, but not without the truck.
Are you free Tuesday?
Free as a bird.
Hi. Sorry, are you actually suggesting we serve our guests rib meat from a trailer idling outside at the curb? No
yeah.
offense.
I am, and I'm going to park it out front and feed them from there.
Nice.
Any objections? Good. Consider yourself booked. Problem solved.
Will looks at Eddie.
Done and done. You gotta try some of this, bro.
Will nods toward the cafe.
Yeah, right.
At the Starlight Cafe.
Hard to believe we got all that done in one day.
That is the power of community.
Annie turns to Will in the empty cafe.
Well, I should get back and take care of some of these, the details.
Or, actually, I know this little place. It's not too far from here. It's pretty cool. You could check it out.
You know a place.
Why? You got somewhere to be?
No, but I mean, I...
But, come on. It's okay to color outside the lines once in a while. It'll be fun, trust me. Good, let's go.
Annie holds up her hand.
I'm driving.
All right.
Later, Will guides Annie as she covers her eyes.
Okay, all right. Watch your step.
Where are we? Feels like the North Pole.
All right, easy.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I open them?
Yeah.
Christmas lights turn on in an empty skating rink.
Oh!
Her jaw drops.
Said you like figure skating, so...
Wow.
She playfully slaps Will's chest.
Oh my, look at this.
That's what I thought.
Oh my.
Annie looks at the lights and decorations. She grins at Will. Then, they lace up ice skates.
Okay, show me how it's done.
Okay, well, full disclosure, it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like a long while.
Okay.
She skates onto the rink and spins. Will watches with a smile.
Wow. All right, all right.
He slips.
Nope, nope.
You own an ice skating rink and you don't know how to skate.
I own a pulp mill. Don't know how to make paper either.
He skates slowly.
So what's your move, hotshot?
I don't have a move.
Oh, come on. I know you have a move.
I don't have a move.
What's your move? What's your move? What was your finisher?
Okay, fine. I have a move. But I need a partner, and...
Will raises his arms.
You.
Try me. I'm a quick study.
Okay.
She takes his hand. He skates behind her.
All right. You put your hands on my waist. I'm gonna count back from three. And when I do, you are gonna lift me.
What?
Yeah. Ready? Don't drop me.
Okay.
Promise.
Yeah?
Okay. Three. Two, one.
Will tries to lift Annie. They cling to each other as they try to steady themselves on the ice. As they regain balance, they gaze at each other.
Correct your move.
Annie grins.
Did the trick.
They share a smile. Mm-hmm. Later, they step out of a car at the Starlight Cafe. On the sidewalk, Annie turns to face Will.
Thank you. That was... unexpected.
Will smiles at her. She smiles and points to the cafe.
I just have to grab a few things and I'm okay to walk.
Are you hungry? I don't think I've eaten all day.
Yeah.
She points to the cafe again.
I know a place.
And he cooks.
I may not be able to ice skate to save my life, but I whip up a pretty average grilled cheese sandwich.
He sets down a plate.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect.
Not bad.
Mm. It's pretty good.
They eat their sandwiches in the cafe's kitchen.
On the off chance that I haven't said this yet, you've done an incredible job this week. I'm serious. I think we both know that if I was planning this fundraiser, it would just be a bowl of pretzels and a couple of folding tables. You know, if the law thing ever falls through.
Oh, yeah. I will keep that in mind.
I bet you will.
I am pretty happy where I am, though.
Was that always the plan? Family law?
Law was. Yeah, I always knew that I wanted to help people. Family law seemed like a natural fit, mm-hmm. especially through adoption. I mean, it can be a tough process, but it's really rewarding.
And you were four? When you were adopted?
Yeah. Yep.
She looks down.
You know, it's strange. Most things at that age are a blur, but that day I remember like it was yesterday. So many mixed emotions. But just really happy to have been chosen. Just driving home to my actual home and yet feeling like none of it was real. Spent so much time wanting that sense of security, that feeling of home, I think it was hard to believe that was actually happening. I always had this sinking feeling like it would all just go away in a single breath.
That's a lot for a four-year-old. That's a lot for anybody.
Yeah, but at the same time, it gave me this feeling of gratitude for every day that I had with them after that.
Annie smiles and looks up at Will.
I think it's why I love Christmas so much. It brings me back to that time, you know, the beginning of us. Sort of brings us full circle, doesn't it? The magic of Christmas.
And how's that fear now? Of all of it just slipping away?
Present.
They look into each other's eyes.
Doesn't have to be.
Will and Annie hold their gaze. In the daytime, William meets with his father in a large kitchen.
So walk me through this again. You want to take the $2 or so million we spent developing this project and just what, throw it in the trash? We're already slated for demolition.
I just feel we need to rethink our strategy. Dad, that cafe is an integral part of that neighborhood.
We already ran a local impact study.
I know, but I've been there. And I've seen it for myself, what Annie's parents have done with that cafe, for that community.
Hold on. Who's Annie?
Annie. My lawyer.
And her parents have an interest in that cafe? Well, that sounds to me like a pretty serious conflict of interest.
Will looks down.
It would be. But Annie is not my lawyer. She is a lawyer. But she specializes in family law.
Well, then why is she working for our company?
She's not. Technically. I made an agreement with her that she would shadow me until Christmas and appear as my lawyer so you would...
I get the gist. And in exchange for...
I said that I would take another look at the project, but Dad, this is not about some agreement or some favor for a friend.
Who is planning this fundraiser?
Annie did a lot of the work initially, but I've been helping. I spent the entire day yesterday.
You've been helping with a project that I put you solely in charge of.
All right, I know it sounds bad.
No, it doesn't.
Mr. Holt frowns.
In fact, it doesn't surprise me. It just sounds like the same old story.
Will stares at his father.
If you'll excuse me, I've got to get back to work. I have a company to run.
Mr. Holt turns away from Will. Will blinks and looks at the ground. Meanwhile, Annie takes a photo of the Christmas tree and tables in the former bookstore. She types on her phone.
Last night was...
Her eyes widen.
Oh no. Oh no 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 no. Delete. What did I just do?
In the hall at Holt Enterprises, Will reaches for his phone. A text reads, "Last night was special. Movers carry the tree from Will's office."
Bet you're happy to finally see that thing out the door.
Kinda got used to it.
Will gives a faint grimace.
What?
Don't what me. What did you do?
I didn't do anything. That's the problem. And I don't think I can.
As Lyle continues down the hallway, Will gives a vacant stare. At the Starlight Cafe, Annie holds a box of ornaments. She turns as Will walks in. They awkwardly stop in their tracks.
Hi.
Hi. I need to talk to you.
Me first.
She holds up her hand.
Okay. I know that at your house at Christmas time it was sort of a look but don't touch holiday. But in mine it was both. So I saved this tree for last. I thought maybe you'd like to help me decorate it.
Annie.
Will, I have waited all week to do this. Please. Can you give this to me?
Will smiles.
Yeah.
Okay.
She holds up her index fingers, then holds up a small gift bag.
Open it.
Will peers at Annie. He takes the bag and pulls out tissue paper. His brows raise as he lifts a snow globe ornament on a red ribbon. A grin spreads across his face.
It's a snow globe.
It seemed only fitting.
He turns the snow globe ornament upside down to make it snow. Inside, there's a Christmas tree.
William Holt is about to decorate his first Christmas tree.
Annie smiles at Will.
Really is a world where anything is possible. Go ahead, doesn't have to be perfect.
He looks at the tree.
Pressure.
Will hangs the snow globe ornament on a branch. He raises his hands and smiles.
How did that feel?
He smiles again.
Pretty good.
Yeah, you want to do another one?
I do.
Great, because I have about 300.
Will and Annie share a grin. Later, Annie puts on her coat as Will finishes decorating the tree.
Not bad. For a rookie.
That's it. That's everything. We're done.
Yep.
Place looks great.
Yeah.
Annie turns to Will. He smiles next to the tree.
Guess this is it.
Yeah.
End of a week.
Yeah, went fast.
Yeah, did.
Best fake job I ever had.
Will looks down.
Annie,
She looks into his eyes.
Thank you for this.
Yeah.
She glances at the tree and smiles. Will puts on his coat.
But really, see you tomorrow.
She gives a smile as he leaves. Later, Jean prepares to close the cafe for the night.
Have a good night.
Right, careful now. Careful. Easy. Okay, here we go.
Will carries a huge nutcracker into the bookstore.
This way. Good.
Jean smiles.
Right through here. Right there.
At night, the Starlight Cafe closes with Christmas lights. Guests gather with plates of Eddie's barbecue.
See you. Thank you so much for coming. You look great.
Will mingles.
Hi, guys. Thank you for coming. Oh, that was good. Oh, wow. Hey.
And he enters. Will waves. He motions to her red dress.
Wow.
Will crosses the room to greet her.
You look, stunning.
Thank you.
She smiles.
You look...
He reveals a Christmas vest.
What?
No.
You said casual.
It's perfect. You look perfect.
I have a little surprise for you. Close your eyes.
He holds out his hand.
Come on.
Annie clasps his hand in hers and shuts her eyes as he guides her into the former bookstore.
Almost.
Okay.
Stop.
Oh.
He presents the decorations he brought in overnight.
Open.
Annie's jaw drops.
Ta-da.
Oh my.
He smiles.
Will, you did this? For me.
It's just a little Christmas magic.
Yeah. Oh.
She looks around the room.
You didn't come all this way looking like that to stand in the doorway.
Will offers his arm and smiles.
Shall we?
Annie takes his arm. Mr. Holt addresses the crowd.
I would like to thank everyone once again for joining us this evening and supporting what we believe to be a very noble cause. So, eat, drink, dance.
A young woman plays the guitar. Annie joins Will on the dance floor.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
As they slow dance, Will peers around the room.
Did it.
We did it.
They share a smile. Annie looks up at Will.
I have to thank you.
For what?
Well, for a lot of things, actually. For your sweater, for one. For reminding me how good it feels to laugh until my face hurts. For showing up for me, but mostly for, making me feel...
Annie!
Lyle and Michael rush over.
That dress? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Where did you get it?
So sorry, are we,
Ted arrives.
Heck of a job here, son.
These things were always so stuffy.
And whoever came up with this idea?
Genius. I love brisket.
I agree. I'll let the genius know.
And this space
It's gorgeous.
Oh, a lot of history here. In fact, I think the old railway used to run right down this street.
No kidding.
Your dad filled us in on the development plans for this place. He says you just slated demolition for early January. Best of luck. Well, I hate to see a place like this go.
Will smiles at Ted and Gigi as they step away, then turns back to Annie. She blinks and shakes her head. As Will opens his mouth, she holds up her palm.
Annie.
She leaves the room.
Hey, Annie.
He shakes hands.
Greg, good to see you.
Sorry.
Annie. I tried.
Did you?
Annie's face crumples.
Did you really? Because when I make a promise to someone, Will, I keep it. I follow through.
Tears spring to Annie's eyes.
I trusted you. I trusted you. And you broke that.
Annie.
There is a reason people don't color outside of the lines, Will.
She shrugs.
Just makes everything messy.
Annie turns and walks away as Will blinks back tears. Jean scowls through a window. Will stands alone, still tearful. Later, light snow falls outside Annie's house. On a sofa, she sits with Jean and rubs her forehead.
I just feel so stupid. I mean, how could I trust him? I knew what he stood for. I knew how he did business. Why would that exclude me? And now everything in just one single breath, all of it, just gone.
Not everything. I'm here, your mom's here. We're not going anywhere.
Annie's eyes fill with tears.
I'm so sorry. I thought I could save it, Dad. I really did.
No.
I thought I could. I failed.
No, you didn't. You didn't. It was never your job. I should never have let you try. I'm supposed to be the guy that comes in and saves things. I'm Dad. That's my job. And I'm sorry I didn't.
All of our beginnings, all of our memories, all of our traditions, all of them are there, Dad. And once it's gone, it's just...
I know.
Jean looks at his daughter.
But what is it really? A roof? Four walls? I mean, if those walls come down, who we are and what we are doesn't disappear with them. It lives with us. Wherever we go, whatever we do, it's right here. And no one can ever take that away from us. As far as I'm concerned, walls are pretty overrated.
Annie looks at her father.
No, they keep you safe.
They can, but... if we're talking about what I think we're really talking about, they cause more harm than good.
Jean looks down.
Annie, a heart that doesn't know pain also doesn't know love and all the wonderful things that come with it.
She closes her eyes.
We are so proud of you, honey. Nothing you do or don't do could ever change that.
Even dancing around in my living room with my dog.
Charles looks up.
That was pushing it.
She wipes her face.
I love you, kiddo.
I love you.
Annie and Jean hug. In the daytime, Will types on a laptop in his office. Lyle steps into the office with a gift bag.
Annie left this here for you the other day.
Lyle places the bag on Will's desk. Will reaches for the gift as Lyle watches. Will unwraps a package. A note reads, "I'd have gone to prom with you." Will opens up a picture frame with a hinge. Inside the frame are Annie and Will's graduation photos. Will's face tenses. He looks away as Lyle watches. Will's eyes dart up to Lyle's, then back to the photos.
I know.
Do you?
I don't own the company, Lyle.
Will, I'm gonna say this as your friend. Your entire life, you've had someone around to break your fall or to pick up the pieces for you. This time you don't. You're on your own, okay? So you need to dig deep and figure out how to fix this, or that woman will never forgive you. And if that happens, I guarantee you'll never forgive yourself.
Will looks down at the photos again. Lyle turns and heads for the door.
Lyle, bring me everything we have on the Starlight, print and digital. Please.
Lyle gives a slight smile. He nods and strides out of Will's office. Will closes the frame and sets it aside. Later, he sketches on a tablet and on a paper map. The graduation photos grin from the corner of his desk. Will picks up his phone.
Ted! Hey, William Holt. Listen. it really was. Listen, I'd love to get your opinion on something, actually. What do you know about historical designation?
Will carries his plans into his father's office.
Oh, Will. Look, I know we didn't get much of a chance to chat last night, but I really have to hand it to
you. We're not tearing it down. The cafe. I filed a petition with the city to have it granted historical designation, and I know it's a long shot, but until that's formally reviewed, we are prohibited from any further development.
Son, listen to me.
No. Dad, you can talk all you want about bottom lines, impact studies, none of it matters. It's people and communities. It's honoring the history and their legacies, not stepping on them to inflate our own. We could build 1,000 shopping malls, Dad, and not have as much impact as that one little cafe. You wanted me to start showing leadership? Here it is. I won't move forward with the Starlight or any other project until we start putting the people first, because, Dad, that's what matters. Even if it costs me my future with the company.
Mr. Holt looks down at his desk, then up at Will.
What are you proposing?
At night, the Starlight Cafe glows with Christmas lights. Will walks into the cafe and looks around.
Helen. Helen. I'm looking for Annie.
You have some nerve. This is William Holt, the guy who's tearing this place down.
Customers turn to look at Will. Behind the counter, Jean and Pat look away. Will knits his brows.
Yeah. She's right.
Helen crosses her arms.
I am William Holt, and, wow. That's the first time in my life I haven't been proud to admit that. A couple weeks ago, I wouldn't have given a second thought to tearing a place like this down, and that's what we do. But then I met a pretty extraordinary woman. Your daughter, who opened my eyes to some things, among them the importance of community, history, and family. Thing is, I'm an idiot.
You're right about that.
Annie listens outside the room.
And I made a pretty big mess of things with this woman who, if I'm being honest, I probably don't deserve in the first place. She's the only person who ever truly saw me for me and thought that was enough. And I broke her trust.
Will looks at the floor.
And I may never be able to repair that, but I can keep my word. This cafe will not be torn down. Ever. I promise you that.
Everyone stares at Will. He looks around the cafe, then nods and turns to see himself out. Annie steps into the room.
Will!
Will stops in his tracks. He turns to face her. Annie crosses the room.
Annie.
Okay.
Her face tenses. She holds up her palm.
Did you mean all of that?
He nods.
Because I'm feeling a lot of things right now. And I really want to trust you, but I'm worried.
You might have just said that because you think that that's what I want to hear, and I don't know why you would do that, but maybe you would do that. I don't know. And, you know, I'm just terrified that you're not real and that all this could go away. And imagining a life without you, and it really makes me sad.
Wow. That was a lot of words.
Annie scrunches her face and nods. Will steps forward and takes her in his arms. Annie meets his lips with hers for a long, slow kiss. Behind the counter, Jean and Pat grin. The couple continue to kiss. A sign reads, "Welcome to Starlight, Christmas Day Open House." A server brings waffles to Michael and Lyle.
You weren't kidding!
You know I don't kid about food.
And Marco makes an amazing paella. You have to make it for her.
Oh, stop
it.
I think I have something here for someone. And it's an Allison.
Wow, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Let me see.
Building plan.
I love how the brick transitions right into the glass.
Really tells the story of generations.
Truly inspired. And it's something I expect to see a lot more of next year when Will takes over the helm of the company.
Will blinks.
Are you serious?
I am. After lengthy consultations with your legal counsel, we both agreed that you would make an extraordinary leader. If that's what you want.
On one condition. Lyle!
Lyle stands up from his table.
Yeah.
What's your official title?
Oh, I don't have one.
How does Chief Operating Officer sound?
Lyle blinks.
That's a yes.
Mr. Holt hugs Will.
Son. Now, if somebody could please tell me where I could find some of those amazing waffles that I keep hearing about.
Right this way.
Mr. Holt follows Jean and Pat.
Now it's your turn.
My turn.
Will hands Annie a gift. She smiles.
What is this?
It's a little something.
Annie sets the gift box on the counter. She opens it. Inside, she finds her ballerina snow globe.
My snow globe?
Will holds a key on a necklace chain. Annie's eyes widen.
Is that my...
The one you lost? No. I'm not that good. But it fits.
Annie takes the key from Will, then fits it into the snow globe and turns it. Will watches as Annie places the snow globe on the counter. Inside the snow globe, the ballerina slowly twirls as snow falls. Annie smiles as she looks at the snow globe.
She's dancing again.
Will smiles.
Yeah, she is.
Annie wraps her arms around Will. The couple gazes into each other's eyes.
Merry Christmas, Annie.
Merry Christmas, Will.
They share another long, slow kiss. As the kiss ends, they grin at each other.